Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
From football playoffs to basketball madness, TCL Roku TVs are the best way to stream your favorite live sports. With all the biggest sports channels, a sports zone with all available games in one place, and apps like iHeartRadio with sports podcasts such as The Herd with Colin Cowherd, cheering on your favorite team has never been easier. A big screen TCL Roku TV offers premium picture and sound quality, so you'll feel like you're right in the action. Find the perfect TCL Roku TV for you today at go.tcl.com/TCL Roku TV.
And we continue with Our American Stories. Up next, a story on education and Sir Winston Churchill, told by Dr. Larry Piorn, a Churchill scholar and president of Hillsdale College.
Winston Churchill, do you know, was a very great man. It's breathtaking. He had flaws, all that, right? But nobody like him. He writes of Hitler, "You see these dictators on their pedestals, surrounded by the bayonets of their soldiers and the truncheons of their police. On all sides, they are guarded by masses of armed men and cannons and airplanes and forts. And they vaunt themselves before the world. Yet in their hearts, there is unspoken fear. They are afraid of words. Words spoken abroad, thoughts stirring at home, all the more powerful because forbidden. These terrify them. A little mouse of thought appears in the room, and even the mightiest potentates are thrown into a panic. A tyrant is the enemy of learning any high thing. That's the worst thing about them." And Winston Churchill knew that. Didn't go to college. I met Sir Martin Gilbert, through whom I met Penelope Arne, in a little library in North London called the Wiener Library. And this library is, we were to meet there, and then I was to walk with him to the London School of Economics, where I was supposed to be a student, although I hardly ever went there. Moved to Oxford right away because he gave me a job, and I had to chase him down the stairs and say, "Where should I live?" And he said, "Oxford." I said, "Okay." So I moved over the weekend. But because of him, I met Penelope, my wife, right? That was a big day for me. But I walk in this library, and it's this quiet little library, and there are these two Jewish ladies running it, older ladies. And I'm kind of shy. I'm from Arkansas, you know, and never been abroad before. And I said, "I'm looking for Martin Gilbert." And they knew immediately who that was. And they walked me over, and he's looking at a book. It's a primary school reader. And it's got the kind of primary colors in it. And he said, "Hello, nice to meet you. Look at this book." You know what it was? It was a textbook from Hitler's Germany. And the story in the textbook, it's a little storybook, pictures and turn the page and a few words on each page. And what was happening was some German children with blonde hair and blue eyes and brown uniforms and backpacks went into a butcher shop. And the butcher was a Jewish butcher. He actually looked rather like Bluto in the Popeye cartoons. And the plot of the story is that he was tempting these German children into the back and he was butchering them. Primary school, little kids. And Martin Gilbert said, notice this. And he pointed because there are sides of pork hanging everywhere. And he says, notice that the color, the hue of the sides of pork is the same as the hue of the skin of the butcher. And nobody else is like that. That's education under a tyrant. You know what Churchill said education is? He didn't go to college. Today, if you hear a politician, Republican or Democrat, describe education, it's a little better recently. But if you hear them describe it, they never know what it is. Right? They think it's success. They think it's, you know. Whereas what Zach needs to know and what Carly needs to know is they need to know how to be. They need to know how to live their lives because their whole lives are in front of them. And everything turns on how they choose. And we don't know that today, see? And that means that we're going down the road where you find Hitler at the end, right? In 1946, the war's over. Churchill's become the greatest man in the world, and he goes to the University of Miami and gets an honorary degree. He always made the same joke when he got one. I've been so much better at receiving degrees than I was at taking exams. But I'll read you what he wrote. This is an age of machinery and specialization. I hope nonetheless, or all the more, that the purely vocational aspect of university study will not be allowed to dominate or monopolize the attention of the returning servicemen. Soldiers coming back from war. In 1953, I've known this for about a year, and as you know, I'm old now, and I've been studying Winston Churchill for a long time. In 1953, he's the prime minister of the country for the second time, and they're having a fight because they're starting adult education, and he won't let them bring the bill forth. The Secretary of Education doesn't understand what education's about. She wants it all to be vocational, just training for a job. Do you see how ungenerous that is? Because all you're going to teach them to do is to do what you teach them to do. Instead of teaching them to be human, helping them to learn to be fully human, right? And so he says, I have to only paraphrase this, I don't have the quote right here, but he says, for adult people to address themselves to the greatest books in their age, what a satisfaction. I was a late starter myself, he says. You see, he thinks human beings are ends, not means. That's why he saw Hitler for what he was. He goes on, engines were made for men, not men for engines. It ought to be part of our religion to see that our country is well governed. Well governed means, by the way, an education system and a governing system that treats you as the point of it all, the purpose. Expert knowledge, however indispensable, is no substitute for a generous and comprehending outlook upon the human story with all its sadness and all its unquenchable hope. What does that mean? That means that the stakes in politics are everything. And you can only play for the stakes in the right way if you understand that politics is not everything. And the great statesmen who save everything are the ones who know that.
And you're listening to Dr. Larry Arn, an extraordinary teacher who truly understands what education is, what its value is, and how it makes us all more human if done right. Human beings are ends, not means. Churchill understood that. Engines were made for men, not men for engines. It applies today like it did when Churchill uttered those lines in the 1950s. The story of education and what Churchill thought about education, what Dr. Arn, one of America's great educators, in the classical sense and in the classic sense, and a story of so much more here on Our American Stories.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You wouldn't settle for watching a blurry TV, would you? So why settle for just okay TV sound? Upgrade your streaming and sound all in one with Roku Stream Bar. This powerful 2-in-1 upgrade for any TV lets you stream your favorite entertainment in brilliant 4K HDR picture and hear every detail with auto speech clarity. Whether you're hosting a party or just cleaning the house, turn it up and rock out with iHeartRadio and room-filling sound. Learn more about Roku Stream Bar today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
Are you looking to step up to a 4K smart TV? One that gives you unparalleled clarity and picture resolution? Then we've got good news for you, because the Vizio 65-inch V-Series 4K smart TV is now just $348. With all your favorite apps built in, you can stream straight out of the box. You can even sing along to all your favorite music and radio on the iHeartRadio app. Looking for a smaller or bigger screen? Vizio offers unbeatable prices on all V-Series 4K smart TVs. Head to Walmart.com today and score the 4K TV you've been waiting for.